is 5 plus 2, 7 after the hour. I look at the 5 because it's 5 o'clock on the East Coast. It's 2 o'clock where Ken is. And then if you're listening in London, it's, what is it, about 10 o'clock in the morning. So it's all relative as to where you are. Is it relative as to what's going on? Well, conversation in America on the news talk radio stations has been dominated this week by several things. I guess you could say the continuing conversation about the Affordable Care Act, the passing of Nelson Mandela, and the budget deal. So let's start with the latest on the budget deal, shall we? House passing the bipartisan deal in a big way. Vote was 332 to 94. Maybe that breaks down what the opposition is really all about. That is, how many people are there on that totem pole of resistance? 169 Republicans, 163 Democrats voted for the deal. 62 Republicans, 32 Democrats voted against it. I'm sure we could probably easily connect the 62 Republicans to a Tea Party movement or something similar to that. I don't know how to qualify the Democrats. Kenny, can you help a little bit with that? The blue dog Democrats sometimes are the ones that are most conservative, most like the Republicans, in the sense that the blue dogs are in states where they are just really, I think some people call them black dogs. But they aren't. They wouldn't be Northeast Democrats, let's put it that way, or probably West Coast Democrats, right?
Right, and there, some of the criticism from the those on the far right has been that they didn't get enough of what they wanted, and it's the same thing with some of the fringe on the left, that they wanted more, they wanted the unemployment extended, and they wanted some of their other programs taken care of. So when they didn't get what they wanted, they weren't going to vote for it either.
Where? Exactly. Where?
888-302-3684, big bunch of babies. 888-302-DOUG, phone number. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day Show. House Speaker Boehner has been very, very vocal this week, criticizing some of the groups in his own party that oppose the deal. He says they've rejected the plan before even it got announced. So let's listen to some of the conversation from some of the news talk radio and television programs that we have monitored here. And we'll start with Judge Napolitano on Fox talking to Juan Williams and Brett Baer about, well, this is really a debate, if nothing else. And so there are obviously supporters on one side, detractors on the other side. And I liked Juan Williams, and I like Napolitano. I haven't got much interest in Brett Baer, but so that's 2 out of 3. It's not bad. It's kind of like the vote here. 2 out of 3 voted for the budget deal. Let's listen.
The speaker has demonstrated a poverty of leadership. The speaker has demonstrated that he can only...
He just got 332 votes.
Well, he did get 332 votes because he got the Democrats to vote with him, and he scared and he lost the Republicans, who retain the value of small government. This doesn't decrease the deficit, it adds to it. This doesn't decrease the debt, it adds to it. It spends $63 billion more than we're spending now. It obliterates the concept of the sequester, which they said was going to decrease all this stuff 2 years ago. This is an absolute fraud. They're afraid of reality. They have no sense, the Republican establishment, they have no sense of small values that they were elected to put into law.
One.
Wow. Tell us how you feel.
This is basically Democrat light.
There is no distinction between John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi on this.
So what about the argument that Charles makes, Judge, that holding off the government shutdown allows Republicans to focus on what they want to focus on, which is Obamacare and other things, to win elections because they need W's on the board.
It used to be a basic tenet of Republican principles. You don't spend what you don't have, and you don't go into more debt. They are spending $1.5 trillion more than they are taking in, and that is simply unacceptable. It's going to make matters far worse. That $17 trillion will be $20 trillion at this rate at the end of President Obama's term.
Doing the right thing, finally. Let me just tell you something. They're doing the right thing for the American people and for Republicans. You've just written off, by the way, the majority of the Republicans on the Hill, because the majority voted for this bill.
All right, let's say you on this. 888-302-3684. After a sweeping vote by the Republicans that control the House, President Obama's allies in the Democratic Party, this is a budget deal that, as Juan Williams said, they just got a lot of votes for it. What good is it if it adds to the deficit is what Andrew Napolitano said. And I think he, for me anyway, carries the day. They've cooked up something that cooks the books. Why is that? Why? Why do Republicans go along with this? What are we missing here? For those of you who kind of have yourself... or at least you think that you're tuned in to what's going on, and hopefully it's not just repeating some of the talking points of some of the right of center hosts, but what really is going on here, do you think? 888-302-3684. Let's see, some of the cuts. As for, I was looking at some of the quotes. Boehner said, if you're for reducing the budget deficit, then you should be voting for this bill. If you're for cutting the size of government, you ought to be supporting this budget. These are the things that I came here to do, and the budget does them. Is it perfect? Does it go far enough? No, not at all. I think it's going to take a lot more work to get our arms around our debt and our deficits. Stop spending. You look at these numbers and you get nauseous. You really do. All right, so what's the best way of looking at this thing? Not easy to consider, but it's something worth considering. So I spent a little bit more time on this. Very little time on the death of Nelson Mandela, because I think that's really, we've just gone over the top with that, the discussion of his death and the service and who got whose picture taken with whom, all that baloney. And it is, as far as I'm concerned, it's become media baloney. 888-302-3684. This is by far more important, and I'm betting there are a lot of you who agree with that, so help yourself get in the line. Talk about the budget deal. You can talk about Boehner if you want to. Talk about the Republicans if you want to. Talk about the Democrats if you want to. Talk about Congress in general. Yada, yada. Help yourself. 14 after. This is good day.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager.
Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be massive, responsible.
The thing is, I would never give blood before. You know, before this happened to me, I thought of every excuse in the book, but I'm so thankful that everybody didn't think the way I did, or I would have died.
Like so many new mothers, Noelle needed blood during the birth of her son. Thanks to the American Red Cross and a donor like you, it was there. One donation, just an hour of your time, can help save up to 3 lives. Please sign up to give now at redcrossblood.org.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, And you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. I knew there'd be a lot of people who want to speak on this. Before we get to that, however, let's listen first to radio host Matt Murphy here with the Congressman Mel Brooks. I was going to say Mel Brooks. I don't think Mel Brooks is going to Congress. Wouldn't that be? There'd be some spice in life in that if Mel Brooks were in Congress. Anyway, this guy is Mo Brooks from Alabama. And the two of them talk about the criticism being lobbed at the budget deal.
You've probably seen some of the same critical analysis that I've seen of this plan. And part of that critical analysis indicated that they're claiming $85 billion in savings. And about half of those are achieved only in 2022 and 2023, which is after the period of the BCA. Isn't this the way Democrats do math in Washington? That's the way it feels, that we're all the savings are coming on the back end and all the spending's coming on the front end.
Well, I wish I could say differently, but unfortunately that's bipartisan math here in Washington. Yeah. It's not limited to Democrats. Republicans do it too in order to make themselves look better. I'm one of those who tries to look at these spending bills, budget bills, continuing resolutions, in a limited context. The year that I'm there, or if it's the first year of a two-year session of Congress, the 2 years that I'm there. Because that's all I have control over, influence over. Anything beyond that 1 or 2 year window really is subject to the whims of a future Congress. And so it appears to me, based on that analysis, the only time I'm going to have control is next year, okay? Then there'll be another election, and we'll have another Congress that may just disregard everything that's been done. Nonetheless, for the 1 year, 1.5 year that I have influence or control, it appears that the deficit goes up somewhere in the neighborhood of $45 billion. And I'm using some qualifiers in everything I say because this thing is in a state of flux.
You have conservative commentators who are obviously not very impressed. I know you try to do your own analysis as you just described your process by which you analyze something like this, trying to get the information into your office and absorb it. At the same time, what do you make of people like David Stockman, who is the former federal budget director, saying, quote, this is a joke and betrayal on the part of the American people? I mean, what do you make of that when you hear that type of language?
Well, from the perspective of people who put a lot of stock in the Budget Control Act and the spending caps in the Budget Control Act, certainly I would think that a good number of those people would have that impression and that viewpoint. Certainly if you're talking about, say, the analysis I try to do, which is this is the 113th session of Congress. That's the time period I ought to constrain myself to, because that's the time period over which I have a vote and control. Who knows what some future Congress is going to do?
Interesting way of looking at it, huh? 888-553. Wait a minute, that's the wrong number. 888-302-3684. We'll get to your calls in a matter of moments here, and good day.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you ready for us to continue the conversation? Let's get some input. The House passing the bipartisan. Now there's my New England guy. The Pattison budget deal. The numbers are clear. Radio people on one side don't like it. It's pretty much the same old stuff here. But there's some interesting banter going back and forth, so let's see if we can tap into it. From Brownwood, Texas, Matt doesn't trust Speaker Boehner.
Well, I think Boehner is just lying through his teeth again about this budget deal. It's not good. It actually raises taxes, but they're calling them fees instead of taxes. There's no entitlement savings. All the sequestration stuff that Republicans fought so hard for, they've just let go and given up on. And Boehner is showing his spineless self again.
So does that mean everybody who voted for this is spineless and gutless as well? Teresa, a Tennessean, thinks the Republicans have caved too.
I don't agree with this bill. I believe that John Boehner and Paul Ryan gave away everything, any kind of a bargaining tool, and they gave Democrats everything they want. And this argument that the Republicans are not passing an unemployment benefit extension is wrong. It's the Democrats who signed this budget bill without the unemployment extension. So now in January, Boehner and Ryan has allowed them to come back with the argument that the Republicans hate the poor people and they took away their unemployment benefits at Christmas time when it was the Democrats who signed this bill also.
Merry Christmas. there's something really cynical about the unemployment benefit package always coming up at Christmas time, isn't there?
I mean, think about it.
Yeah. It always comes up at Christmas time. Oh, the poor people at Christmas. How can we do this to them? No, please, no. Jerry in Rhode Island, save us from our thoughts, would you please?
Even though I'm a Democrat, I see that both parties are kind of, you know, I don't see they're hitting the nail on the head. We're worried about unemployment and insurance and, you know, and continuing that. There should be investments in jobs, investments in the small farms in this country to hire people, get the money going back to the government, because eventually it will when people sell their products, small businessmen sell their products and women sell their products. There'll be money coming back to the government. I think that both parties don't have the right picture, and we need to revamp a lot of ideas of how we're going to turn the economy around.
Isn't it interesting how people, Kenny, so often talk about the money as if it were the government's money and not yours and not mine and not right. Yours. 888-302-3684 calls on the budget deal. Colleen is listening in Eau Claire on WAYY.
Was really disappointed that they didn't include the extension of the long-term unemployment. These people that say that, you know, it would make people go look out for jobs. Well, I know a fact. It is a fact that you have to go look out, look for jobs every week. But I would like to see somebody like Paul Ryan or Rand Paul take and dress up like a 62-year-old person with a resume that is to the hilt with experience and being on a... saying that you're unemployed for the last year and a half, and have him see why he can find a job.
Yeah, you know that. Sorry, Connie, but this listening to her sort of so typifies what a lot of people who don't like listening to these conversations on the radio. It's listening to these old people crab. How many young people did we hear in that set of callers? They're all old and they're all crabbing. Crab, 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 crab. All right, so let's get off. Let me come back and crab about Mandela. All right, it's 28 after on Good Day.
Janky, J to the A-N-K-Y, used to describe something inferior, of poor quality, busted. Something never used to describe me, Sony headphones. How can I sound so sophisticated, yet look so dope? I'm designed that way, which is why you should put me on your holiday list. Boy.
Something missing from your list, like electronics by Sony, Monster, and iHome? Come to Kohl's Great Big Gift Weekend Sale for lots of great savings and get Kohl's cash this Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would just go away? Bags and puffiness under the eyes do not discriminate between men and women. Genucel Stem Therapy specifically targets the many reasons that your eyes are puffy and baggy. Due to new technology, it's clinically proven instant effects. Genucel is incredibly powerful, guaranteed to show results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Yes, you'll see Genucel working in 12 hours. Has 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness, plus Genucel uses patented plant stem cell technology. So you're wondering, how do I get Genucel? Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Brilliant results for men and for women. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esthétique face cream absolutely free. With this great product to get rid of the puffiness and bags in your eyes, 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's American.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com.
or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler monitoring. How's your Facebook and Twitter page working, Kenny?
I'm good to go.
All right. So what do we have conversationally about the budget deal before we move on to Mandela? But you can talk. You can talk about whatever you want. It's a free country, and this is an expression of freedom of expression. So you can express yourself on anything you want. But I'm trying to stick with where we have been anyway so far. The budget deal. And we'll spend some time here now on the death of Nelson Mandela. So what do you have?
I have a few comments about the budget deal. Mark says it's not a perfect bill, but at least it's a start.
Good way of looking at it. Yeah.
Steve says the Senate will pass it and all of Congress will celebrate the Christmas miracle of passing a budget 3 months late.
Fascinating. It isn't even a real budget, though, is it? I mean, under the circumstances. Is it really a budget? It's kind of a half-baked budget. It's not like the annual budget, is it?
I haven't actually been able to see anywhere online where whatever it is that they've passed has been posted anywhere.
Right.
I don't know if they're waiting for the Senate to pass it too, or
they're waiting for Christmas, and Christmas is coming.
Yes, it is.
It's everywhere. It's in all the papers. What else have you got?
Paul says, so Congress is finally doing their job. It took long enough.
Wait just a minute. How dare you criticize those fine men and women who are in Congress? What's the big idea? What else?
Another Steve says, the Democrats keep their enormously inflated budget, and the Republicans get scraps, but they don't get vilified by the press.
Really, those bad Democrats. They really are. You know, all the Republicans are good and all the Democrats are bad. You've heard that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Anything else that you want to throw for consideration?
One more from Nate. He says the House should approve a deal that would make it impossible for the government to shut down ever.
Huh. All right. So there's some things for you to consider. You want to respond to some of that? Help yourself. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, let's move on to the continuing conversation about I was criticized because it sounded like you're always going to get this. I'm a racist because I don't want to talk about Nelson Mandela anymore. I'm not a racist. I'm just tired of listening to the same stuff over and over and over again. So now you get tired of it if you want for a while. Here's from one of our affiliates, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Alan Lowdell. It's Alan Ludell. I got to pronounce his name correctly. Alan Ludell talking to Bob Butler from CBS. He's a news guy there about the sign language thing. My God, isn't enough of that stuff? I'm not criticizing you, Alan. I'm just saying there's so much to do, talk about. They made such a big deal out of that. And then the selfie controversies as well. Who took pictures of whom? All right, so let's listen to this and see if we can have a chuckle at least.
What's the deal with the interpreter? What have the South Africans said?
Well, you know, that's funny.
there at the stadium, they're very busy doing interviews and talking with people, and happened to look up on the screen and saw the interpreter there, and I watched for a couple of seconds. It didn't look strange to me. It seemed as if almost like he was doing karate chops and wasn't actually signing. I've seen sign language before. I can't read it, but I know what it looks like, and that didn't look like signing to me.
It's fascinating that you yourself had noticed that. Well, what about now this ruckus over the president and the Danish prime minister? I suppose no one knows how the Danish prime minister ended up beside President Obama, but what's your slant on that?
Well, you know, I saw them on Twitter this morning and on Facebook and, you know, all the that was being made of it. But I also saw the photographer who took the picture wrote a blog saying, wait a minute, you know, this is being taken out of context. Right before I snapped this picture, Michelle Obama was laughing along. They were all laughing together. And then I guess she said, when I took the picture, this is the one that they used, but I had pictures of her laughing too. So it's not clear what really happened there, but I know right now a lot of folks are making out as if, like, the president's at the doghouse because, you know, his wife is right next to him and he was flirting with somebody else. I'm not sure that's what it is, but, you know, that's what we do. We make Mount Little Mojo sometimes.
And to be fair, even though it was a memorial service, I have seen pictures of Archbishop Tutu, Emeritus Archbishop Tutu, in a conversation with a foreign leader, and they too seem to be jovial. So, of course, that may also capture the point that it's not all been somber about Nelson Mandela. It's been celebrating his life. But back to this little tabloid story, I guess what did get attention, though, is at some point Michelle Obama appears to have reseated herself between her husband, the president, and the Danish prime minister.
Well, again, there's another, you know, I did a lot of reading on that today, and it looked as if when the president got up to speak, they say she went and changed seats. I don't know. I wasn't up there on the dais to see what was going on, to hear what was going on, but I'm not going to get too pushed out of shape over this. It is kind of interesting that it seems that, you know, if you look at the pictures, he's sitting there taking a selfie, then he gets up, and then she comes and sits down. I'm not sure the sequence of events, but yes, it's the kind of thing that makes that keeps us all busy trying to figure out what happened.
Right. Okay, Sparky, thank you. 888-302-3684. All right, we'll pull out all the stops here. Let's get to all the Mandela conversations that have been around through the course of the week. Here's radio host Chris Stigall talking about the comparisons being made between Nelson Mandela and Barack Obama. Excuse me. Go ahead.
You know, one of the things, one of the many, many, many amazing things about Nelson Mandela, 27 years in jail. All right, he's finally released. He becomes president. And do you know at his inauguration, do you know who he invites as honored guests to sit alongside him during the inauguration? The men who jailed him. Actual guards that held him for much of those 27 years. He invited them as guests to sit with him at his inauguration. I can't help but wonder, do you think, I'm just tossing it out there because the media seems to want to continue to make comparisons. And write stories about how, boy, if it weren't for Mandela, we wouldn't have an Obama. Really, they've written those stories. You've seen the headlines over the last several days. Do you think Barack Obama is of the character, even close, to Nelson Mandela? Can you imagine Barack Obama inviting jailers to sit next to him at his inaugural? I'm just curious. Do you see that kind of grace in Barack Obama? Because they're trying to draw the parallels, so I'd just like to continue to try to draw the parallels. Does Barack Obama strike you as a guy full of grace? A forgiver and a forgetter? Because that's what Nelson Mandela was. He believed the nation could only heal and move forward by accepting apologies as they were given and granting grace to move forward. And I think about the last 5 years of this president and the things he's on record as saying. It's not stuff we're just guessing or supposing. It's stuff he's actually said about his political enemies, about any number of people, doctors. He's accused of cutting off feet and cutting out tonsils for profit instead of treating them with pills or what have you. He's accused Cambridge cops of acting stupidly. I don't know. I just, it's very difficult for me to watch the president commending this man who is an historic figure by any measure, one of the great men the world will ever know, Mandela. But to watch a guy who is, in my view, really, the antithesis of the man.
I think he may be on to something there. 888-302-3684. All right, let's see here. How about Johnny Wendell talking to Linda Turner, who lived in South Africa while Nelson Mandela was president?
How has South Africa evolved since the death of apartheid under Mandela's stewardship, and how is it now? Because there is a lot of misinformation floating around on the internet about the economic state, the state of safety and stability in South Africa. How is Mandela's South Africa looking these days in reality?
It's looking a lot better than it did when I first got there. Crime has dropped. Johannesburg used to be the number one crime capital of the world, and I believe that switched to South America now.
Okay.
Economically, there's still a lot of poverty in the country, and I think it's become sort of more of a class thing than a race thing,
okay,
where we have more and more of what they call the black diamonds, who are the black Africans who've made a lot of money and are being successful, but then you still have a lot of poverty on the ground.
Okay.
So the country's still been successful economically, and it's stable, but there's not enough to address the lower end of the scale.
If you were in South Africa right now, how would you say the timbre and the mood of the people in the soccer stadium in Johannesburg and the rest of the country is now? Would you say that there is a tremendous amount of pride in the so-called, I guess if you wanted to call them this, the George Washington of South Africa, in a way? How do people feel about this?
Absolutely. I know there's a lot of sadness I've been hearing from a lot of my friends, but overall the mood seems to be more one of pride in Nelson Mandela and what he's given to the world and in just celebrating his life and what he means to the country.
888-302-3684. I find it interesting, sort of as a cap on this before we move on, that they actually have put officials, Kenny, onto investigating how this guy, an admitted schizophrenic with a violent past, managed to land that gig as a sign language interpreter at the service. He's been accused of being a fraud. The deaf community said the gestures were gibberish. He's getting treatment for schizophrenia. He has a violent past. He's also admitted that he started hearing voices in his head during the Mandela event and had seen hallucinated angels. You know, a lot of people who are very sensitive get accused of being out of their minds. I don't know that. I think there's been, this is more a human interest story than a connection to what went on at the event. But at any rate, I find it interesting. People are so fascinated. It's been nice, interesting to talk about people. What would we talk about if people didn't screw things up, right? 888-302-3684. Just have dead air. And my mentor in broadcasting said that was a bad thing. No dead air. No dead air. Up next.
Right.
Yeah, we can't have that. All right, so what are we going to talk about next? I think we ought to spend a little time on the Newtown anniversary, so we'll do that in a moment on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio.
In Superbrain, we talk about the baseline brain versus the superbrain. And no one's one or the other. But in a baseline brain, probably the most defining characteristic is routine and habit. Okay, so we learn from the past. We are growing a neural network based on what we've already learned. And then when we learn new things, we associate with what we already know.
The new book, Superbrain, is a collaboration from best-selling author and physician Deepak Chopra and Harvard Medical School professor Rudolf E. Tanzi. They have merged their wisdom and expertise for a bold new understanding of what they call the 3-pound universe and its untapped potential.
The problem is, if you don't learn new things, then the same habits, the same cycles are just going to be spinning around in your brain, making you do the same things, and you're never going to really grow or thoroughly enjoy life. The superbrain invites novelty, innovation, creativity, and it's driven by self-awareness of the brain. It's driven by taking charge of your brain and saying, you know what, my brain's like this incredible organ. I'm going to have it serve me. I'm not going to serve it.
the human species is different from other species in that we have the ability for self-awareness. And therein lies the key to what Rudy and I call the superbrain, that when you're self-aware, then you can direct your brain to maximize its potential, which is what we call the superbrain. And now that we know which activities are reflected in which parts of the brain, we can in fact influence and create the neural networks in our brain to maximize the potential of the brain, which is what we call the superbrain.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
Alrighty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. Well, one time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look, no matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers. Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
Stetson. This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
888-302-3684. Let's spend a minute or two on the Newtown anniversary with host Gene Muller talking to analyst Al Tompkins about the town of Newtown asking the media to leave them alone.
The community of Newtown, Al, asking the media to stay away. They say that they want to mark this occasion on their own. CNN, for one, is not going to go to Newtown. What do you think about the request and how the national media should handle this?
I think that it's going to be a difficult one for people to comply with. The people of Newtown, particularly many of the families, became celebrities of their own choosing in that they went to Washington, they lobbied for gun control, they became quite public people, and the country now knows who they are. They have faces and names. And so I think on the one hand, anybody would understand the request, but on the other one, the journalist is to go where the news is. And sometimes that's going places that people would rather journalists not be, but it's still your duty to go and to report the news.
Al, in the course of covering these sorts of stories, the media is drawn to this, and there's that anger that comes from some members of the public because we stick cameras and microphones in the faces of grieving parents. Yet, on the other hand, it's cathartic in some cases for these parents to speak. It becomes a double-edged sword, the catharsis versus their right to privacy.
Look, nobody that I know of sticks cameras in the faces of grieving parents. If the parents don't want to talk, they certainly don't have to. And that's completely understandable for them not to. But it's also quite possible that there'll be a lot to say. The diaries, for example, the principal of St. Hugh School were released this weekend by her family. And they're pretty amazing. They're in the newspaper there in Connecticut.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Let us talk, shall we? This is a conversational program, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I working around some of the things that have come to our attention on the other news media programs that we are monitoring. But we are in the business and they're in the business. And the business of conversation this week continued to be about the number one story of the year. And that's what's going on with the American Care Act. So let's tune into a couple of different conversations. First one comes from talk host Jack Tomczak, who talks to Michael Tanner here from the Cato Institute in Washington about the effects the Health Care Act is having on other entitlement programs.
Your article, Obamacare Created a Medicaid Time Bomb, started at the beginning. Explain to our listeners what you mean by that.
Well, one of the interesting things that we've seen so far is in terms of who is enrolling in Obamacare, there's been about a little over one and a half million people who have signed up for the health care law, but about 1.4 million of them have actually signed up for Medicaid, not for the private insurance rolls. Now, this may just be a function of the website and other problems or pent-up demand, but if this continues, then it means that the Medicaid enrollment is going to be much bigger than anticipated, and that comes with costs, both for state governments and the federal government.
Now, we've talked a lot about the need for entitlement reform on our show, and frankly, because I've got an interest in it, we focused a lot on Social Security and less on other things. What kind of shape is Medicaid in long term?
Medicaid is one of the three big entitlement programs, along with Social Security and Medicare. Those three programs alone account for 48% of all federal spending now, and with the anticipated added enrollment from Obamacare, that's going to go up to about 52% of federal spending in those three programs by the end of the decade. So you clearly can't do anything about the deficit and debt unless you're willing to address those programs. They're also a huge burden on state governments. For most state governments, Medicaid is now the single largest program, exceeding education and transportation and prisons and other traditional state functions. So if the costs continue to rise there as well, then that's going to be a huge problem for states as well as the federal government.
888-302-3684. All right, here's talk host Buddy Cianci in Providence talking to Fran Coombs from the Rasmussen Report. They discuss the poll numbers that have come about for all the various people involved because of Obamacare.
You did a poll just recently, I think, that where you sampled 1,000 people, and these 1,000 people had opinions, didn't they, on Obamacare and how much they supported it or they wanted it repealed. What was the result?
Yeah, well, obviously, for several weeks now, views have been running very strongly against Obamacare. They've been getting worse and worse. I mean, we've got now like 81% of people either want to repeal it or change it, and of that group, 50% want to repeal. You know, big numbers. People are real unhappy with it. I mean, there's always been the roughly a little bit over 50% that want to get rid of it. But this is, you're seeing numbers add up as you see the website problems and the people that are getting thrown off their insurance policies. The numbers are really starting to move up.
Yeah, I guess we're up to 5 or 6 million now who have been thrown out of their policies, and they're finding out that to get back into another policy, they have bigger deductibles or larger deductibles, and they also have higher costs.
Right. Well, you got to figure, too, that roughly 80% of Americans who have insurance now are very happy with it.
Right.
And as we have seen in surveys for several years, people overwhelmingly believe that folks ought to have choices on how much insurance they want, how much coverage they want, and how much they should pay for it. So to be told, no, you know, you got to have a policy that covers all this stuff, and this is what you got to pay for it.
Yeah.
They're real unhappy with that.
Your findings show that 19% have a very favorable view of the new law, while 47% have a very unfavorable view of the law.
Right.
And that's a non-starter for Obamacare right there, as far as public opinion is concerned.
Yeah, and I mean, and you know, that's not even tacking on the, you know, the others say like, 10, 12, 15% who have a somewhat unfavorable, which takes the thing up in the high 50s. But, yeah, that's the highest number of very unfavorables that we've ever gotten polling on this thing for, you know, over 3 years now.
Friday, December the 13th. I forgot to mention it was Friday the 13th. Not that it makes any difference, of course, because none of you believe in that sort of thing, right? What you do believe in, though, is the sort of co-conspiratorial stuff that goes on between business and politics. I find it interesting that there's a new advisor for Mr. Obama that is connected strongly. He ran, John Podesta was in the Clinton administration. Runs a nonprofit group in Washington. This guy was a member of the Pentagon staff, an advisor on defense. Got himself into a situation where he was working on getting money from defense contractors to promote various things that have to do with the Democratic Party. He's now a new advisor, big corporate ties. I wonder how, there's not many of those guys.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.